Movement on the gun control issue. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. Look at this gun control bill in the New York legislature. It expands the state's ban on assault weapons to include certain handguns and shotguns. It requires mental health professionals to report any patient likely to harm themselves or others so the cops could confiscate that patient's firearms. New York would also require background checks to buy ammo, alert the cops if you buy a large number of weapons, and increase penalties for gun crimes. Wow, how did that happen? On the national level, the latest Pew Research poll finds across-the-board majorities among Democrats, Republicans, Independents, men and women, I'm talking well above 80% in most cases, supporting extending background checks to gun shows and private sales and preventing people with mental illness from buying guns. Now, with numbers like that, if Congress can't figure out a way to address at least those two issues, democracy is a failure, we might as well go back to a monarchy. Of course, we won't, because that's why the Second Amendment was passed, to protect us from tyranny by arming people like this guy.
I am not letting my country be ruled by a dictator. I'm not letting anybody take my guns. If it goes one inch further, I'm going to start killing people.
That's James Yeager, Tennessee firearms instructor, explaining what he'd do if the president signed an executive order restricting guns. He later said he'd let his emotions get the best of him in that video, but the Tennessee authorities suspended his concealed carry permit anyway. He also might want to avoid New York. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.